George's Marvelous Medicine. Chapter 1.
I'm going shopping, George's mother said. Be a good boy and don't forget to give your grandmother her medicine at 11 o'clock.
8-year-old George Cranky was bored. He lived on a farm, a long way from the village, so there were no other children to play with. He had no brothers or sisters, and he did not like living with his grandmother. Most grandmothers are kind and loving, but not this one. She was a selfish, grumpy old woman. Grandma sat in her chair all day. She never smiled or said anything nice. She frightened George, and she was really nasty when his parents were out.
Come here, and I'll tell you secrets, she said with a cold smile. Don't be afraid of your old grandmother, she laughed. I have magic powers. I can change the shapes of animals, and little children too.
George wanted to run away, but he could not move. Was his grandmother a witch?
I can change your shape, Grandma said. Or I can make teeth grow out of your fingers.
George's eyes grew wider. His grandmother's eyes were ice cold.
Or I can give you a long tail.
Grandma, George cried, stop!
But she did not stop.
I know secrets about dark places where dark things live.
George ran for the door.
You can't get away,
she shouted after him. George ran into the kitchen and shut the door quickly behind him. Chapter 2. George hated his grandmother.
I'm not afraid of her, he thought angrily.
But he was.
What can I do to frighten her? He thought. Perhaps I can put a snake down her dress, or I can put 6 mice in her room and shut the door.
But he did not have a snake or any mice. Then he saw the bottle of Grandma's brown medicine on the kitchen table, and suddenly he had a marvelous idea.
I'll make her a magic medicine, George thought. I'll make it very strong. Perhaps then she'll become a better person, or her head will explode.
It was 10:05. Nearly an hour until the time for Grandma's medicine.
I'll start now, he thought.
He began to sing.
Will she pop? Will she explode? Will she go flying down the road? Who knows? Not me. Let's wait and see. I'm happy it's not you or me.
Chapter 3. George took a large pot out of the cupboard and put it on the table. He decided to make the medicine from all the runny, powdery, or gooey things in the house. First, he went to the bathroom. He put in a big bottle of shampoo and some face cream. Then he found some yellow hair oil. That went in too. Bottles of this and bottles of that. everything went into George's big pot. In the kitchen, George put in a whole box of washing powder and some brown shoe polish too, because Grandma's medicine was brown. Then he looked in the food cupboards. There were a lot of bottles, bags and boxes in different colours. What was in them? He did not know, but it all went in.
"George!" Grandma shouted. "Is it time for my medicine?"
"In about half an hour, Grandma," he answered.
"Don't forget."
"I won't, Grandma," George answered.
Then George had another good idea. "I'll look in the small barn next to the chicken house," he thought. "All the animal medicines are in there." He picked up the heavy pot and went out. In the barn, he found 5 bottles. There were horse pills, a powder for chickens, and some gooey stuff for cows and sheep. He put them all in. "Fantastic," he thought. "I'll give that grumpy grandma a big drink of this." George stirred his marvellous medicine. It was thick and gooey and full of beautiful colours. Pinks, blues, greens, yellows and browns. But you could still see the pills. "I'll have to cook it," he thought. On the way back to the house, he saw some car oil and brown paint in the garage. He put them in his pot. Then he went to the kitchen and started cooking.
"Where's my medicine?"
his grandma shouted.
"Not long now, Grandma," he called.
The stuff in the pot got hotter and hotter. George stirred the gooey medicine again. The kitchen was full of thick blue smoke, and there was a terrible smell. Now George was excited. His eyes opened wide, and strange words came into his head from nowhere. Suddenly, he began to dance round the kitchen and sing. He sang a song about his magic medicine. Chapter 4
"Open your mouth wide, Grandma," said George.
The old woman opened her small mouth and showed her ugly brown teeth. George pushed the spoon in and waited.
"Owie!"
shouted Grandma, and shot up into the air. Her eyes were wide, and her hair stood up straight. Her body did not move. It just sat there, high above George.
"Is something wrong, Grandma?" he asked kindly.
Suddenly, plop! Grandma fell back down into her chair.
"My stomach's on fire!"
Grandma shouted. Black smoke poured out of her mouth. George ran for water and threw it into her mouth. But then her body began to get bigger. Her face became purple, then green. "She's going to explode," thought George. "How interesting." But she started to get smaller again. Then a funny thing happened. Grandma jumped out of her chair and stood up without her stick. "Marvellous medicine," thought George. "What next?" He soon found out. Grandma started to grow. She grew taller and taller. George could not believe his eyes. She went up and up, through the ceiling, into his bedroom. He ran upstairs.
"Here I come!" shouted Grandma.
At last she could speak.
"This medicine's fantastic! Give me more!"
George gave her some more, and she grew again. She went through the ceiling of George's bedroom and up towards the roof. "Not the roof," thought George. "Dad is going to be so angry." Chapter 5. Grandma's head and shoulders broke out through the roof.
"I feel fantastic. You see, I have got magic powers."
"But, Grandma, I made this medicine," shouted George.
"I don't believe you," she shouted back.
"Watch this, then." George poured some medicine onto a spoon and walked towards a chicken. Like Grandma, the chicken shot into the air, then came down. After that, smoke poured from its mouth. George threw water over it. Then the chicken started to grow.
"Look!" George shouted. "I gave it the magic medicine and it's growing, just like you."
The chicken got bigger and bigger, but it also got fatter and fatter. When it stopped, it was the size of a horse.
"It's not as tall as me," shouted Grandma. "I'm the tallest."
Then George's mother came back from the shops. She saw the enormous chicken. She saw Grandma's head above the roof.
"What's happening?" she asked.
She could not believe her eyes.
"It's George's medicine," shouted Grandma. "He gave it to me and the chicken."
Just then, George's father arrived. Mr. Cranky looked at the chicken.
"What's this? How did this happen?" he asked.
"It's enormous."
"I did it,"
George said. He started to tell his father about the magic medicine. Suddenly, the chicken sat down and went cluck. They all looked at it. When it stood up again, there was a brown egg. It was the size of a football. Mr. Cranky was very excited.
"How much of this medicine have you got?" he asked.
"A lot," said George. "Come with me," his father said. "Let's try it on the other animals." They gave the magic medicine to the cows, the sheep, and the horses. And the same thing happened with each of the animals. First, there was a lot of smoke. Then the animals ran and jumped. Then they grew and grew and grew.
"Hey!"
Grandma called from the roof.
"I want a cup of tea."
"Don't listen to her," Mr. Cranky laughed. "Let's leave her there."
"We can't. She's my mother," said Mrs. Cranky.
In the end, they phoned for a crane to pull her out. The medicine did not make Grandma nicer, but she felt young again. She rode one of the big horses round the farm. Then she slept in the big barn because she was too tall for the house. Chapter 6. "We must make more of your magic medicine," George's father said the next morning.
"Why?" George asked. "All our animals are bigger now."
"Because every farmer wants enormous animals," he said. "We can make a lot of money, and there will be no hungry people in the world."
"But, Dad," said George, "I put hundreds of things in the pot. I can't remember them all."
"Yes, you can," said his father. "I'll help you." They went to the bathroom
and the kitchen. They went to the barn and the garage. George tried hard to remember everything. His father wrote it down. Then Mr. Cranky drove his car to the village. He bought new shampoos, creams, oils and powders. He bought more pills and a lot of gooey stuff for animals. Then he took it all back to George. "Now, how did you make the medicine?" he asked his son. Chapter 7. "What did you put in first?" asked Mr. Cranky. "This," said George, and he picked up some shampoo. "Then some of this cream, I think, and some of this hair oil." He opened the bottles and poured them into the pot.
"That's it, my boy, don't stop," his father said.
George put more runny, powdery and gooey things in the pot. "Then what did you do?" Mr. Cranky asked. "Did you stir it?" "Yes, and it has to be hot," George said. He made it hot and stirred it well.
"You mustn't forget anything," said his father, "or the medicine won't work."
George thought hard.
"We haven't got any brown paint."
Mr. Cranky drove to the village and came back with some paint. George stirred it in.
"That's better," he said. "It's the right colour now, too."
At last, it was ready. Mr. Cranky was excited.
"Let's give some to a chicken."
George gave marvellous medicine number 2 to a black and white chicken.
Whoosh!
The chicken shot up into the air and came down again. Then fire, not smoke, came from its mouth and its legs grew longer. Its body stayed the same size, but its 2 thin yellow legs got longer and longer and longer.
"It's not right," cried Mr. Cranky.
"You forgot something,"
George thought.
"Shoe polish! I forgot the shoe polish!"
Mr. Cranky ran to his car.
"Here it is," said George's father. "Brown shoe polish."
George put the polish in the pot and stirred it well. Then they gave marvellous medicine number 3 to a black chicken. Again, the chicken shot up in the air and came back down.
"Now watch," Mr. Cranky cried.
The chicken did not move at first. Then, suddenly, its neck started to grow.
"You can't eat a chicken's neck," Mrs. Cranky said.
But the neck grew longer and longer.
"I know," George said. "Last time I put some car oil in."
"That's the answer," Mr. Cranky cried.
George poured marvellous medicine number 4 into a cup and gave some to a brown chicken. This time, it did not shoot up in the air.
"It's not moving," said Mrs. Cranky.
They looked carefully at the brown chicken.
"It's getting smaller," George said.
And in less than a minute, the chicken was smaller than an egg. It looked very silly. Chapter 8.
"You'll never get it right," Mrs. Cranky said sadly.
Just then, Grandma came outside. She was still very tall.
"Where's my tea?" she asked.
She saw the cup in George's hand.
"I'll have that," she said.
"But Grandma,"
George said.
"Give it to me now."
"No, Mother," said Mrs. Cranky.
"I want that tea now,"
Grandma shouted. Mr. Cranky smiled up at the nasty old woman.
"Okay, Grandma, drink it now. It's nice and hot."
She took the cup and drank quickly. A strange noise came from her mouth.
"This is going to be interesting,"
Mr. Cranky said.
You did this,
Mrs. Cranky shouted at her husband. She's going to explode. But suddenly, Grandma started to get smaller. Soon she was her usual size. Then she was the size of a cat, then a mouse, then a fly.
Where is she? Cried Mrs. Cranky. She's not here!
Hooray! Said Mr. Cranky.
Bad things happen to nasty people, said Mr. Cranky. For a few minutes, Mrs. Cranky looked for her mother.
Where are you?
She called.
How can I find you?
But she soon stopped looking. Perhaps it's better this way, she said. She was a grumpy, selfish old woman.
Yes, she was, Mr. Cranky agreed.
George did not speak, but he learned something new that day. For a very short time, he saw and touched a magic world. George's Marvelous Medicine. Chapter 1.
I'm going shopping, George's mother said. Be a good boy, and don't forget to give your grandmother her medicine at 11 o'clock.
8-year-old George Cranky was bored. He lived on a farm, a long way from the village, so there were no other children to play with. He had no brothers or sisters, and he did not like living with his grandmother. Most grandmothers are kind and loving, but not this one. She was a selfish, grumpy old woman. Grandma sat in her chair all day. She never smiled or said anything nice. She frightened George, and she was really nasty when his parents were out.
Come here, and I'll tell you secrets, she said with a cold smile. Don't be afraid of your old grandmother, she laughed. I have magic powers. I can change the shapes of animals, and little children too.
George wanted to run away, but he could not move. Was his grandmother a witch?
I can change your shape, Grandma said. Or I can make teeth grow out of your fingers.
George's eyes grew wider. His grandmother's eyes were ice cold.
Or I can give you a long tail.
Grandma, George cried, stop!
But she did not stop.
I know secrets about dark places where dark things live.
George ran for the door.
You can't get away,
she shouted after him. George ran into the kitchen and shut the door quickly behind him. Chapter 2. George hated his grandmother.
I'm not afraid of her, he thought angrily.
But he was.
What can I do to frighten her? He thought. Perhaps I can put a snake down her dress, or I can put 6 mice in her room and shut the door.
But he did not have a snake or any mice. Then he saw the bottle of Grandma's brown medicine on the kitchen table, and suddenly he had a marvelous idea.
I'll make her a magic medicine,
George thought. I'll make it very strong. Perhaps then she'll become a better person, or her head will explode.
It was 10:05, nearly an hour until the time for Grandma's medicine.
I'll start now, he thought.
He began to sing.
Will she pop? Will she explode? Will she go flying down the road? Who knows? Not me. Let's wait and see. I'm happy it's not you or me.
Chapter 3. George took a large pot out of the cupboard and put it on the table. He decided to make the medicine from all the runny, powdery, or gooey things in the house. First, he went to the bathroom. He put in a big bottle of shampoo and some face cream. Then he found some yellow hair oil. That went in too. Bottles of this and bottles of that. Everything went into George's big pot. In the kitchen, George put in a whole box of washing powder and some brown shoe polish too, because Grandma's medicine was brown. Then he looked in the food cupboards. There were a lot of bottles, bags and boxes in different colours. What was in them? He did not know, but it all went in.
George, Grandma shouted, is it time for my medicine?
In about 30 minutes, Grandma, he answered.
Don't forget.
I won't, Grandma, George answered.
Then George had another good idea. I'll look in the small barn next to the chicken house, he thought. All the animal medicines are in there. He picked up the heavy pot and went out. In the barn, he found 5 bottles. There were horse pills, a powder for chickens, and some gooey stuff for cows and sheep. He put them all in.
Fantastic, he thought. I'll give that grumpy grandma a big drink of this.
George stirred his marvellous medicine. It was thick and gooey and full of beautiful colours. Pinks, blues, greens, yellows and browns. But you could still see the pills.
I'll have to cook it, he thought.
On the way back to the house, he saw some car oil and brown paint in the garage. He put them in his pot. Then he went to the kitchen and started cooking.
Where's my medicine? His grandma shouted.
Not long now, Grandma, he called.
The stuff in the pot got hotter and hotter. George stirred the gooey medicine again. The kitchen was full of thick blue smoke, and there was a terrible smell. Now George was excited. His eyes opened wide, and strange words came into his head from nowhere. Suddenly, he began to dance round the kitchen and sing. He sang a song about his magic medicine.
Chapter 4. Open your mouth wide, Grandma, said George.
The old woman opened her small mouth and showed her ugly brown teeth. George pushed the spoon in and waited.
Owie!
Shouted Grandma and shot up into the air. Her eyes were wide and her hair stood up straight.
Her body did not move. It just sat there, high above George.
"Is something wrong, Grandma?"
he asked kindly. Suddenly, plop! Grandma fell back down into her chair.
"My stomach's on fire!"
Grandma shouted. Black smoke poured out of her mouth. George ran for water and threw it into her mouth. But then her body began to get bigger. Her face became purple, then green.
"She's going to explode," thought George. "How interesting."
But she started to get smaller again. Then a funny thing happened. Grandma jumped out of her chair and stood up without her stick.
"Marvellous medicine," thought George. "What next?"
He soon found out. Grandma started to grow. She grew taller and taller. George could not believe his eyes. She went up and up, through the ceiling, into his bedroom. He ran upstairs.
"Here I come," shouted Grandma.
At last she could speak.
"This medicine's fantastic. Give me more."
George gave her some more, and she grew again. She went through the ceiling of George's bedroom and up towards the roof.
"Not the roof," thought George. "Dad is going to be so angry."
Chapter 5. Grandma's head and shoulders broke out through the roof.
"I feel fantastic. You see, I have got magic powers."
"But, Grandma, I made this medicine," shouted George.
"I don't believe you," she shouted back.
"Watch this, then."
George poured some medicine onto a spoon and walked towards a chicken. Like Grandma, the chicken shot into the air, then came down. After that, smoke poured from its mouth. George threw water over it. Then the chicken started to grow.
"Look!"
George shouted.
"I gave it the magic medicine and it's growing, just like you."
The chicken got bigger and bigger. But it also got fatter and fatter. When it stopped, it was the size of a horse.
"It's not as tall as me,"
shouted Grandma.
"I'm the tallest."
Then George's mother came back from the shops. She saw the enormous chicken. She saw Grandma's head above the roof.
"What's happening?"
she asked. She could not believe her eyes.
"It's George's medicine," shouted Grandma. "He gave it to me and the chicken."
Just then, George's father arrived. Mr. Cranky looked at the chicken.
"What's this? How did this happen?" he asked.
"It's enormous."
"I did it,"
George said. He started to tell his father about the magic medicine. Suddenly, the chicken sat down and went cluck. They all looked at it. When it stood up again, there was a brown egg. It was the size of a football. Mr. Cranky was very excited.
"How much of this medicine have you got?"
he asked.
"A lot," said George.
"Come with me," his father said. "Let's try it on the other animals." They gave the magic medicine to the cows, the sheep, and the horses. And the same thing happened with each of the animals. First, there was a lot of smoke. Then the animals ran and jumped. Then they grew and grew and grew.
Hey!
Grandma called from the roof.
I want a cup of tea.
Don't listen to her, Mr. Cranky laughed. Let's leave her there.
We can't. She's my mother, said Mrs. Cranky.
In the end, they phoned for a crane to pull her out. The medicine did not make Grandma nicer, but she felt young again. She rode one of the big horses round the farm. Then she slept in the big barn because she was too tall for the house. Chapter 6. We must make more of your magic medicine, George's father said the next morning.
Why? George asked. All our animals are bigger now.
Because every farmer wants enormous animals, he said. We can make a lot of money, and there will be no hungry people in the world.
But, Dad, said George, I put hundreds of things in the pot. I can't remember them all.
Yes, you can, said his father. I'll help you.
They went to the bathroom and the kitchen.
They went to the barn and the garage. George tried hard to remember everything. His father wrote it down. Then Mr. Cranky drove his car to the village. He bought new shampoos, creams, oils and powders. He bought more pills and a lot of gooey stuff for animals. Then he took it all back to George. Now, how did you make the medicine? He asked his son. Chapter 7. What did you put in first? Asked Mr. Cranky.
This, said George, and he picked up some shampoo. Then some of this cream, I think, and some of this hair oil.
He opened the bottles and poured them into the pot. That's it, my boy, don't stop, his father said. George put more runny, powdery and gooey things in the pot.
Then what did you do? Mr. Cranky asked. Did you stir it? Yes, and it has to be hot, George said.
He made it hot and stirred it well. You mustn't forget anything, said his father, or the medicine won't work.
George thought hard. We haven't got any brown paint.
Mr. Cranky drove to the village and came back with some paint. George stirred it in.
That's better, he said. It's the right colour now, too.
At last, it was ready. Mr. Cranky was excited. Let's give some to a chicken. George gave marvellous medicine number 2 to a black and white chicken. Whoosh! The chicken shot up into the air and came down again. Then fire, not smoke, came from its mouth and its legs grew longer. Its body stayed the same size, but its 2 thin yellow legs got longer and longer and longer. It's not right, cried Mr. Cranky.
You forgot something, George thought. Shoe polish! I forgot the shoe polish!
Mr. Cranky ran to his car. Here it is, said George's father. Brown shoe polish! George put the polish in the pot and stirred it well. Then they gave marvellous medicine number 3 to a black chicken. Again, the chicken shot up in the air and came back down. Now watch, Mr. Cranky cried. The chicken did not move at first. Then, suddenly, its neck started to grow.
You can't eat a chicken's neck, Mrs. Cranky said.
But the neck grew longer and longer.
I know, George said. Last time I put some car oil in.
That's the answer, Mr. Cranky cried. George poured marvellous medicine number 4 into a cup and gave some to a brown chicken. This time, it did not shoot up in the air.
"It's not moving," said Mrs. Cranky.
They looked carefully at the brown chicken.
"It's getting smaller," George said. And, in less than a minute, the chicken was smaller than an egg. It looked very silly.
Chapter 8.
"You'll never get it right," Mrs. Cranky said sadly.
Just then, Grandma came outside. She was still very tall.
"Where's my tea?"
she asked. She saw the cup in George's hand.
"I'll have that," she said.
"But Grandma," George said.
"Give it to me now."
"No, Mother," said Mrs. Cranky.
"I want that tea now,"
Grandma shouted. Mr. Cranky smiled up at the nasty old woman.
"Okay, Grandma, drink it now. It's nice and hot."
She took the cup and drank quickly.
A strange noise came from her mouth.
"This is going to be interesting," Mr. Cranky said.
"You did this,"
Mrs. Cranky shouted at her husband. "She's going to explode." But suddenly, Grandma started to get smaller. Soon she was her usual size. Then she was the size of a cat, then a mouse, then a fly.
"Where is she?" cried Mrs. Cranky. "She's not here."
"Hooray!" said Mr. Cranky.
"Bad things happen to nasty people," said Mr. Cranky. For a few minutes, Mrs. Cranky looked for her mother.
"Where are you?"
she called.
"How can I find you?"
But she soon stopped looking.
"Perhaps it's better this way," she said.
She was a grumpy, selfish old woman.
"Yes, she was," Mr. Cranky agreed.
George did not speak, but he learned something new that day. For a very short time, he saw and touched a magic world.